to look at the record, I need to show you something from the computer.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Now, Darren, can you see the audit result here?
Oh, you see, yes. So it's been an improvement, hasn't there?
Yes, certainly.
My name's Darren Carter. I'm a Foundation Trust member, and my current role is a parent representative for Great Ormond Street Hospital.
We have achieved 100%, which was very, very good.
I became a Foundation Trust member in September 2007. The reason for that was my daughter at the time underwent major open heart surgery. She was at a very critical time, but they actually saved her life. And by actually helping out to become a Foundation Trust member, it's not just helped the hospital, but it can help them improve the medical care in the future.
Now, just let me log on to the CareView system so you can see the electronic record we got on CareView.
Parents' feedback is always appreciated any time, you know, and to become a Foundation Trust member, your feedback's just as much as important. It could even be involved in any major project.
And you can go up and down to see the record here.
I'm seeing Olivia today because I'm currently involved in a medical records project. We're doing that for the next 6 months, basically to improve medical records. And at the moment as well, we're trying to find out how we can actually get it so they're accessible to parents as well, when, you know, when they're actually staying with their child.
I think in general, the parents are not clear that they have the right to access to the note. And basically, we have done a lot of training and we encourage the nursing team and the clinical team to encourage the parents to read the notes as well.
Patient records, I feel, are very important because we've always got questions and we want answers. You know, so if we want a question there and then about our child, we want the answer there and then. So I think medical records, much as technology is today, you need it at hand, and unfortunately you cannot have a computer at the bed. And at the end of it, you know, you're not in control of your child when you're in hospital. Somebody else is, and you still want that feeling of in control, so you need to know what's happening to your child.
But one main problem about the medical record is that we have the paper version here. You can see the notes. It's quite a lot of information here. Some notes, they are 6 inches thick. So we're trying to reduce the size of the case notes to make it manageable.
I mean, the filing system here at the moment is good, but obviously you could do with improvement, you know, but that's like everywhere, so it's not a major thing to worry about at all. As part of the project, we've actually introduced 10 golden rules that will help actually achieve to actually get the records filed correctly. This could be anything from date and time to actually how things are written. Another golden rule really is to actually ensure that all the details are signed correctly, signed off, and legible. That's the most important one, really. Can that person that's took over the next shift actually read the handwriting of the previous consultant?
The medical event recorder, we have achieved 100%, which was very, very good.
And all entries dated, 87%. That's excellent. That's a vast improvement, definitely. The best thing about becoming a Foundation Trust member is that you're actually helping the hospital become a Foundation Trust status, because they need so many members to actually become this status as well. And not only that as well, you know, you've actually got yourself involved in being part of a very big organisation. The thing I'd like to achieve with the hospital is when you first come through them doors as a parent, if you can just make that just that little bit easier for any parent that comes through them doors, you know, you just feel you've achieved something. You know, if you just take that little bit away, because it's very emotional, very sort of stressful time.
Thank you very much, Darren, for coming to help us and to talk through this project and the audits today. We really need your input as a parent to help us to roll out this project in future.
I'll be a Foundation Trust member too, as long as they want to kick me out, to be honest. You know, I feel indebted for the rest of my life. I mean, they're giving me my daughter's life, you know, and you can't put a price on that or any time on that, really. Thank you very much again, Olivia. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a podcast produced by Great Ormond Street Hospital in March 2011. If you've enjoyed listening to this, visit our website to hear more interviews from Foundation Trust members. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.